Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, there is a saying, Diesel, that you are who you are at some point in the season. And the question always becomes, at what point in the season are you who you are, right? South Carolina with a big win over the weekend over South Carolina State. But is this who South Carolina really is? We're going to get into Clemson at 4 o'clock. Want to hear from you, Tolos, as well. 844-326-3663. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open. A lot of text to get to as well. Several of you, Tolos, talking about the Panthers game over the weekend. Philip Rollins also says, on a positive note, the Spartanburgers made the playoffs, and I'll be there, Cole. Yes, they did. Starts Tuesday. Home playoff game in Spartanburg will have, actually, coming up at 5:22 today, Tyson Jeffers, general manager of the Hub City Spartanburgers, joining us on this show to talk about the playoff game. First ever season, Diesel, and already in the first year hosting a playoff game. Pretty cool. Pretty big.
Yeah, you know who got eliminated, by the way?
Maybe the team here not far from where we are. Is that
the
right?
The well-established Greenville team is done for
the year. I don't want to say up the road because they might be down. They might be south.
Where we are here, that's...
You might get on to me.
That's out downtown.
Okay, so out the road. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Out the road. So, yes, we will talk Spartanburgers at 5:22 on the show. But, Diesel, South Carolina ended on Sunday morning. I don't know. Did you stay up for that fiasco?
No.
Okay. No. I don't know how many Gamecock fans did. I don't know how many Tolo fans or Tolos out there did. Want to hear from you, though, if you are a South Carolina fan, where you stand on the first two games. Because, again, going back to what I said to open the segment, at some point you are who you are, right? And South Carolina dealing with a lot of injuries right now. I don't know that right now is the ideal time for them to enter SEC play, but guess what? You don't get a choice. We were talking to Shane Beamer, Diesel, in the postgame press conference early Sunday morning, and when asked about injuries, Shane Beamer said he didn't even want to get into it. The injury list was too long. He'd update the media on Sunday afternoon. He did, and he ended up talking about how there were a few that aren't as bad as he originally thought. But just two games in, if you're a South Carolina Gamecock fan out there, want to know your thoughts on where you feel, again, going back to the conversation you and I had with the Carolina Panthers, Diesel, on if the first two games have changed your mind on where you think this team is and where do you think this team will be? Because now we have sample sizes, right? You and I did all the talk in preseason, but now we actually have games to help us understand where we think this team can be.
We do, and look, there's no hiding poor play. Looking at you, Clemson against Troy. But when you're South Carolina and you're punching way down at South Carolina State, and we saw a lot over the past 2 weeks of big power programs punching way down to, you know, bottom feeder FCS teams, especially if you're going into conference play the next week, you don't want to put a lot on tape, right? If you're South Carolina, you don't want to show Vanderbilt anything that they haven't already seen against Virginia Tech. So you run things super vanilla. You maybe even misdirect and do some things you wouldn't normally do to put some things on tape for them that they're going to have to study and prepare for that you're not even planning on doing.
Hopefully so. Hopefully, that's the case.
If I'm a South Carolina fan, that's what I'm telling
myself. And you're making them feel better because they didn't look good Saturday.
No.
38-10 final score, right? Lenora's just
It's a comfortable win.
Yeah. 11 of 19, 128 yards, one touchdown, a couple of takes already about play calling. Look, I just – here's the deal. If you're South Carolina, and let's say Diesel, let's go to an imaginary fairy tale world for a second, okay? If Vanderbilt didn't play Saturday, can you go there with me for a second? Pretend like Vanderbilt didn't play.
Okay.
You're still feeling pretty good.
Like, yeah, you're feeling 2-0.
You're 2-0, right?
Beamer ball has shown itself a couple of times.
You scored in all three phases of the game Saturday. Defense, offense, and special teams. Twice on special teams. You've got some dudes. However, the problem is, my concern if I'm a Gamecock fan is Vanderbilt did play. And Vanderbilt looked really good. And Vanderbilt scored six offensive touchdowns against the same team that you played in week one.
Well, that's because Diego Pavi is 40.
It might be. But I'm telling you, not oftentimes in college football, Diesel, do you get this type of sample size. What do I mean? Not often do you get this early in the season a common opponent in Virginia Tech for both teams.
Sure.
Virginia Tech played South Carolina in week one in Atlanta. Last week, Vanderbilt in the second half just demoed Virginia Tech's defense. So, going back to my point, then we'll get to the text line.
And you get them the following week.
Right.
In such a short period of time.
A very short period. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen often. If I'm a Gamecock fan today, I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about the injuries. I'm concerned about play calling. I'm also concerned about the fact that, going back to that sample size and common opponent, in the second half, Diego Pavia looked really good. And against South Carolina State and an inferior opponent, and again, I know there was a 2.5-hour weather delay. I get that. But both teams had the weather delay. South Carolina State still had to do the same thing you did. I just didn't see much other than a couple of plays on special teams, Diesel, that really makes me feel good if I'm a Gamecock fan.
Yeah, I mean, that may be the bread and butter for this team this year, right? Is doing things in unconventional ways. It's not going to get any easier. It's going to get a lot tougher from here on out facing SEC defenses. So if you can hang your hat on that, and I know it's hard. You can't plan for pick sixes. You can't plan for scooping big returns and punt returns. But if that has to be who you are,
yeah,
and Beamer Ball has to be who you are to put just to stay in games, that's going to be a scary thing coming forward.
All right, let's go to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Gamecock fans, phone lines are open as well at 844-326-3663. JT and Greer says South Carolina should have hired a real offensive coordinator. Mike Shula not getting much praise through the first couple of weeks. Jersey Joe says Jersey Joe's all pumped. Another victory in the upset picks challenge, up to 20 points now. He took Mississippi State. It's a big win, by the way. Texter from the 803 says my panic meter went from 4 to 8 out of 10 for Vanderbilt after Vandy outscored VT 34-0 in the second half on the road. Kind of my point there, right? From the 867, nobody's worried about Vandy. I'm worried about where I sit in the upset picks. I'm with you there. I'm still scoreless, by the way.
It in front of me, by the way. And I had an idea this morning because Dan B. does a phenomenal job with this upset picks challenge.
Yeah.
We've decided to start putting little fire emojis next to people's names that are on a hot streak.
I like that.
Right? So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Tolos that have hit 3 weeks in a row.
And we've only had 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. We've only had 3 weeks, and I'm all the way back there at one point.
What do you put beside the opposite? Ice cube? Is that where I
just
get beside
some
my
skull,
name?
Skull and crossbones.
God.
This guy's dead in the water. He's not going to win. I do have the updated graphic, Tolos. We will be posting that on our Facebook page and our Twitter page in the 5 o'clock hour.
Let's go.
So you're going to have to wait a little bit for that.
Yep. I like it. Team-wise, what's South Carolina do as a team? Well, I'll take
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Look at this. They weren't good on third down. Really, really bad in that department, Diesel. 3 of 12 on third down on Saturday. And again, South Carolina State, an inferior opponent, respectable program. But at the end of the day, 3 of 12 against that team's not going to get it done in the SEC, right? Total yards, you were outgained. Think about it. You won the game, but you were outgained 270 to 253 on Saturday. 128 yards to the air. That's concerning. 128 yards to the air, 125 on the ground, 7 penalties for 48 yards. You didn't turn the football over, so that's a positive. But you let South Carolina State control line of scrimmage, time of possession. They outgained you in that category, 34-25. Smitty and I were talking about it Saturday night in the press box. You know it was 14-7 if you just take score for score.
It's
up
such
until
a weird weekend,
game.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Look, take away before that final touchdown for South Carolina. It's what, 31-10, right? It was 31-10. Smitty and I were having the conversation. Take away the two special teams touchdowns, the special teams field goal, and the defensive touchdown, it's 14-7. Very similar to Old Dominion last year in the season opener, in the home opener, weather delay as well in that Old Dominion game where South Carolina struggled to beat Old Dominion by 4 points.
Also, you know, I got a lot of flack for it last week on our Facebook page for saying that an ugly win, that was an ugly win, a 24-11 win over Virginia Tech. You take away that special teams touchdown, and you're talking about a 17-11 ball game.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, and again, that was a blip. I didn't know. We talked about it. After you were in Atlanta, we saw what happened. You said a minute ago, if that's sustainable, that's fine. Talking about other faces of the game. The problem is, week in and week out in the SEC, that's not going to be sustainable.
Right.
You're not it's just not going to happen. You're not going to get three other touchdowns other than offense, two on special teams. You're not going to have two special. I mean,
think about it. You're not going to be able to. Your punt returner is not going to be able to out-athlete Vanderbilt's punt defense, or Missouri's, or Kentucky's, or LSU, or Oklahoma, or Alabama later on in the season. It's not something you can count on.
And by the way, Vicari Swain, phenomenal. Phenomenal returns. Two punt returns on Saturday. He also had one in the game against Virginia Tech. And Diesel, he has tied the regular season punt return for a touchdown record in two games. So he's got three. If he gets one more, he'll hold it. Right now, he's second.
It's like a human cheat code.
Right. So, again, bright spots. Vicari Swain, what happened on Saturday is a huge bright spot. 107 yards. 107 yards off of two punts for two touchdowns. Super impressive. My only thing is, and we'll get back to the text line in a second, my thing is you should be 100% concerned about Vandy. Here's what I don't know. You mentioned it a minute ago. You were maybe joking about it, maybe not. I don't know if there's sandbagging happening right now. I don't know if Mike Shula's holding back right now or not. If you're a Gamecock fan, you're probably hoping that's the case. You opened up the segment with it. You're hoping that's true. You're hoping that they're holding back for SEC play. But even if they are, how can you not be concerned that Diego Pavia and Vandy scored 6 offensive touchdowns to your 2 on Saturday against SC State? You've got to be concerned if you're a Gamecock.
You can sandbag your play calling. You don't sandbag with penalties. You don't sandbag with dropped passes. You don't sandbag, and I'm not saying
– and injuries too.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you don't sandbag or can't sandbag in a game. There's only a few things that you can.
Yeah.
And to the texter's point there about Shula, I watched what happened in App State's game this weekend. Dowell didn't look any better. Dowell looked terrible against an inferior opponent as well.
By the way, fans are always quick to compare OCs. Again, sample size is small in the tenure of Mike Shula. And again, I don't really count the bowl game against him. He'd been there for like, as the OC, like 0.2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
RJ on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, Clemson and South Carolina both have an identical issue. Absolutely horrible O-line play. As the saying goes, misery loves company. So to RJ's point, I watched it pretty close on Saturday night, Diesel sitting in the press box. The offensive line wasn't good. And you know, the offensive line is one of those positions where if one guy plays bad, it reflects on the entire unit. It's yeah. not like tight end. It's not like receiver. South Carolina's offensive line is an issue. And you can talk about play calling all you want. And again, going back to RJ's point, I think that's a very fair text because Clemson fans are having the same conversation about Garrett Riley right now. At some point, you have to look at what's around Cade, what's around Lenores, what's around Bryce Young, right? Going back to our last segment, yes, quarterbacks have to make plays. Lenores Sellers right now has a really bad offensive line. Also, go look at what happened in the ground game Saturday night. What ground game? I mean, really, Howell 7 carries 30 yards.
Well, to your point, Cade Klubnik's the only one that has an offensive line that everybody was saying at the beginning of the season, this is an elite offensive line.
Yeah, Phil Steele had him like top three.
Yep.
Oscar Attaway had one touchdown, but it was from 5 yards out. Other than that five-yard touchdown, Diesel, he had 15 yards off of 6 carries. And by the way, Oscar Attaway, the number one guy. Your number one running back against South Carolina State had, other than the touchdown, 6 carries for 15 yards. That's bad. Quarterback, 23 yards. Faison, glad he's glad he's back because those 5 carries really matter, right, for Faison. 21 yards. We made this big, big deal all offseason about how Faison was ineligible by the NCAA. He hadn't got the ball. He's got 5 carries. So, I mean, what are we doing here? The ground game's non-existent. The offensive line... Beamer started, Shed Surratt at left guard out of Gaffney. Shed played good, I thought, in the pass game at times. Couple of miscues. I also noticed Shane Beamer rotated, or Lonnie Teasley rotated, rather, a lot at left tackle. There were 2 guys going back and forth pretty much the whole game at left tackle. I didn't get to ask about the rotation, but I don't think this offensive line's anywhere where, in terms of personnel, where they wanted to be. I just feel like they've still got some shifting to do personnel-wise in order for this offensive line to get in a better spot because they played poorly. And going back to the point about Bryce Young, when your offensive line is bad, everybody else around you, quarterback, running back, everybody else looks bad. And it is concerning. If you're entering SEC play next week, it really is.
You know, it's funny, Cole. You texted me midway through that Troy game and said, oh, my God, if Troy upsets Clemson, this would make for great radio. This morning, here's the thing. I expected Gamecock fans to be piling on Clemson for their performance against Troy, but you don't have much room to speak right now, and it's pretty quiet.
Yeah,
pretty quiet. When we come back, Cole, let's take our whip around the sports world, see what's going on in a segment we call our Daily Wires.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.